Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Dozens of groups are calling on President Biden to use his State of the Union speech tonight to promise attention to voting rights because, they say, anti-democratic forces are working to take away the freedom to vote. One of those groups is the nonpartisan Brennan Center for Justice, based at NYU and focused on voting and democracy. They have new research, they say, points to growing racial disparities in voting after the Supreme Court knocked down long-standing federal oversight of aspects of voting. Wendy Weiser is Vice President for Democracy at the Brennan Center for Justice. Wendy, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Your group look at what happened after that 2013 Supreme Court decision, which knocked back something called preclearance. What was that, and what did the court decide?
Well, for 50 years, the Voting Rights Act had a provision called preclearance that required certain states and counties that had a history of discrimination in voting to get federal approval before implementing changes to voting laws. And that operated as a check in advance to prevent discriminatory voting measures from going into effect. In 2013, in a decision called Shelby County, the Supreme Court gutted that protection. And that was one of the most effective protections in the Voting Rights Act that had protected our voting system for more than half a century.
Right. Well, and somebody had, you know, obviously challenged it, and the Supreme Court sided with them and gutted this preclearance. So fast forward to today, you looked at voting patterns in counties that had been under this federal oversight. In other words, before changing any voting laws, people were required to get preclearance, get federal sign-off on it. That was gone after the Supreme Court decision. What happened in these counties once that oversight against discrimination was removed?
Well, for years we've been documenting the growth in restrictive voting measures across the country, and in particular, the passage of laws restricting access to voting in about half the country, really more than 100 new laws restricting access to voting have happened since the Supreme Court issued that decision. But we recently issued a study that was not looking at what were the laws, but what are the impacts? What has happened in those counties to voting rates since then? And we found that nationwide, the gap in voting rates between white voters and voters of color has grown consistently since that Supreme Court decision, and that it has grown even more in the jurisdictions, in those counties that used to be subject to this federal oversight, this federal preclearance provision, because they had a history of discrimination in voting. I do want to point out the size of this participation gap between white and non-white voters is very striking and alarming. Voters of color in 2020 voted at more than 12 percentage points lower, their participation rates, than white voters in 2020, 18 points in 2022. And the rate at which that's been growing is also dramatic. It grew overall during that period by 5 points. So we're seeing that the compounding effect of this.
So there's a gap overall, but a larger gap in areas where this oversight was required. You can show that the racial gap has grown more, but can you show that it's tied to the new post-oversight laws?
So the very significant part of the study is that it actually also showed that this decision gutting that core provision of the Voting Rights Act is actually responsible for a significant portion of that turnout gap, of that growth in racial disparities in voting participation.
Let's talk about some of the laws. What are some of the things that you would see as restrictions?
Well, we've seen a number of restrictive measures that actually have been challenged in courts in recent years. Courts have found that they were actually intentionally discriminatory in states like North Carolina, in Wisconsin, and elsewhere. We did a study, for example, of just one single provision of a massive restrictive voting bill that passed in Texas in 2021. It was a provision that changed how absentee ballots would be counted and required certain exact matching of certain information. And we found that that disenfranchised tens of thousands of voters in the 2022 primaries, that the number of rejected absentee ballots skyrocketed from about 1% in 2020 to up to 22% in some counties in 2022, and that it disproportionately rejected ballots cast by voters of color. And that's just one single provision.
Wendy, what else do you think is important to note here? We know, for instance, that a lot of counties are looking at maps.
Well, had the Voting Rights Act been at full force, not only would discriminatory voting measures not been able to be put in effect, discriminatory voting maps would not have been able to be put in effect. And in fact, in 2022, voters in at least six states voted under discriminatory congressional maps that actually shaped the Congress that is currently in our government. Courts have already ruled that the maps in Alabama, Georgia, and Louisiana were discriminatory. They've now ordered the states to redraw the maps to create additional opportunity districts for Black voters to have a voice in the political process. Again, if the Voting Rights Act were in full force, that would have not been the case.
Wendy Weiser, Vice President for Democracy at the Brennan Center for Justice. Wendy, thank you so much.
Thank you.